Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 5th of March, and it's partly cloudy and humid here in Auroville on 23 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today predicts partly sunny with a shower in places, and partly cloudy with a couple of showers late. Temperatures from low of 24 to high of 32 with heat index of 39. Easterly winds on 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is full in Virgo. This full moon phase is rife with energy available for us to use in whatever way we wish. The full moon warm moon is full of healing energy as it is in the sign of Virgo, so setting intentions or doing rituals to do with healing would especially be powerful. It also happens to be a very discerning sign, and we can often be very critical of ourselves under this lunation. Remember to look for the positives at this time instead of the negatives. This particular full moon also happens to coincide with the last heat of the exact Uranus-Pluto square, so it is especially potent. The Uranus-Pluto square is really all about your own personal liberation movement, as it denotes change and freedom and breaking through into a different way, mode of being. This can be healing on physical level as well as on emotional, mental and spiritual. This is about moving into a whole new way of being. The What is Auroville Festival taking place in Chennai has been successfully inaugurated on Sunday, March 1st by Dr. K. Rosaya, His Excellency the Governor of Tamil Nadu and the ITC Grand Chola. A series of exhibitions will open this week and the choir will perform on coming Saturday, 7th of March. Concert for the choir is free on a first-come, first-served basis at the Sri Muta Venkata Subha Rao Concert Hall on Harrington Road. The Working Committee invites us to a general meeting tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone to be informed about the topics of various working groups and units or activities that wish to be presented to the Governing Board and International Advisory Council at a joint meeting on 14th of March in Auroville. And following his announcement from L'Avenir, that on Monday, 9th of March, they also invite us to Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. to an information meeting regarding the proposal for the establishment of statutory body for the protection of Auroville land. The aim of the meeting is to explain the ongoing procedure, to exchange, answer questions, and clarify doubts about the process. A short presentation will be followed by question and answer session. In a view of numerous development taking place in and around the Auroville Master Plan, L'Avenir d'Auroville /Town Development Council, following the recommendation proposed by the Status Study Group in their report of March 2013, has been in contact with the Town and Country Planning Office of the Tamil Nadu government regarding planning and development for Auroville. So following this interaction between L'Avenir and TCPO, has recommended to set up new town development authority covering the Auroville Master Plan as the most favorable option under the Town and Country Planning Act. The establishment of development authority by the government of Tamil Nadu will help counter developments that do not comply with the land use for a plan as outlined in the Master Plan and its future detailed development plans. The proposed authority is a planning agency put in place by the Tamil Nadu government to define planning priority and to organize land use and development. It will replace in part the existing statutory planning and development approval process. Future developments will be considered for approval in reference to the master plan / land use plan. By accepting that authority, Auroville ensure a coherent development for the future of the township and its surrounding area, protecting the environmental work done over the years and ensuring the future development of the Auroville township. Starting in 2014, L'Avenir has undertaken meaningful actions concerning regional planning. The TDC Regional Development Team, in collaboration with Bhuma Palar Panchayat, Irumba and nearby villages, has signed memorandums of understanding for a few programs of development. The NTDA may become the statutory body needed to sustain these projects. The Status Study Group was constituted an ad hoc group by the Working Committee to study means to protect the Auroville Master Plan area. Let's overview the cultural programs this weekend. On Sunday, 8th of March, we are invited to lecture demonstration at 5 p.m. and concert at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone of Indian Drupad Cello, sponsored by AVI Culture Pavilion, offered by Nancy Kulkarni on cello and Ramesh Joshi on pakavaj. Today at India Space Bar at Niva at 6:30 p.m. within Sarang presentation, we can see a Dance of the Wind, made in 1997 by Rajan Kosha, a beautiful film projection around the subject of Indian vocal music. The French Pavilion of Avia France and Chiru invites us to an exceptional talk, Biodiversity from the Ocean and the Forest to the City, by Jill Bove, in English, on Saturday 7th at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. And on Saturday again, but at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, we can see Bharatnatyam performance by Hidden Mystery. Sunday, 8th of March at 5:30 p.m. at New Creation, we can participate at open mic, reading in French your writing or the text you love. For more info, you can call Florence on 9626648976. On Saturday at 6:15 at Well Café, there will start Moroccan Night with Achiva Stein talk about the design and installation of the Moroccan courtyard at the Metropolitan Museum in New York City, and Achiva is a landscape architect and consultant for the Green Belt Master Plan. That talk will be followed by Moroccan food and slideshow and Moroccan dance chabi. On Saturday 7th of March from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Sauchu Building, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we would be celebrating International Women's Day. The day would be celebrated with Kolan competition. Then Jupat will offer a 30-minute solo act performance, the story of two characters whose names are Good and Bad. Grace and Groups offering the circle dance and music. Josephine Joyner would facilitate a sort of positive presence, acknowledging the violence issue in an English talk. Surya Gandhi would translate in Tamil. Jayanti, Yel, Ordani and friends are going to offer henna decorations. And for the end, Meera Jyoti and Surya Gandhi will give prizes to the competition winners. We can support this event through account number 103868. From Sankalpa comes also invitation for 7th of March between 5 to 7 p.m. to join them at Holi celebration. For second year, they are gathering friends to throw Sankala and celebrate Holi together. Everyone who comes will also have a chance to share in the afterglow around a bonfire at sunset. As Holi represents the transition to spring and celebration of harvest and all things new, you're welcome to bring something to burn in their small bonfire. There will also be materials so that you can symbolically write and let go of something you no longer need. They're asking you to come in light color and old clothing which you don't mind being stained and ready to play. This year they have beautiful natural colors and it will be a blessing for the new Sankalpa Art Journeys Art Center. On 28th, Arvid's birthday, at Matri Mandir, they inaugurated the exhibition of proposals for the future gardens, Lights to Perfection, for sharing with the community. Exhibition will be on display until 21st of March, between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. It is located under the trees outside the Matri Mandir office. And the garden design team will be available every morning between 9 a.m. to 12:30, except Sundays, in the design office for any sharing and receiving feedback. Lavinia Tirm informs us that they are happy that they established water monitoring team of TDC, composed of Enrique, volunteer hydrogeologist from Spain, Ramesh, ex-monitoring team of Harvest, and they started investigation campaign along the coast between Kotakupa and Pillaichavadi. This campaign aims at controlling the status of water in the coastal area as regard to quantity, trends of water level with reference to mean sea level, and quality seawater intrusion by controlling the electroconductivity and pH in the field and evaluate the potential of the coastal water for Arvi's future. They will monitor the following parameters: inventory of the wells, characteristic, static and dynamic use, position, water quality, and identification of a new grid of observation wells for both piezometry and quality to be monitored on a regular basis. Pitch of that to be defined. Data will be collected GIS for later analyze. Land Resource Development Task Force of FAMC had commissioned a detailed study carried out by Mr. Bankin Kalra and his team. The study has been in the public domain since 2013, but recently in the Orville Retreat session of Economy, there was a renewed interest in development of lands outside the master plan. Area has valuable research on their above. The Orville Radio has prepared an audio listening device, mocking an old radio device, with interviews of Orvillians, and the Lalit Kala venue in the Chennai. Visitors will be greeted by soundscapes of nature representing the natural life from morning to evening. Both these installations have been conceptualized, curated, and edited by Chloe for the Chennai Festival. The Art and Media School is happy to include Ruben with a course to start training students from inside and outside Orville to learn live event production and sound recording. Orville Radio needs website developers in order to progress on the new website merging to the radio and TV websites, and anyone with app skill on Mac, OS or Android. And we are always looking for your participation in the Radian, be it technical, financial, or in contact production. Our villains and guests are welcome to visit us on the ground floor in the town hall. And let us conclude with a cinema. At Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will screen Rabindranath Tagore and Satyajit Ray with Monihara and Samapatiya. Tonight at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center Movie Show, we can see The Theory of Everything, which is biography drama made in 2014 by director James Marsh. And tomorrow they will screen Kill the Messenger, also biography drama made in 2014 by director Michael Cuesta. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see comedy Under the Rainbow, made in France in 2013 by director Agnès Jaoux. On Saturday, they will screen biography drama The Better Angels, made in USA in 2013 by writer and director A.G. Edwards. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we can see animation adventure epic made in USA in 2013 by director Chris Wedge. And Sunday will be concluded with Alfred Hitchcock thriller The Lady Vanishes, made in UK in 1938. From the Synthesis of Yoga of Sri Aurobindo, we read, "Life is the altar of this sacrifice. Works are our offering, a transcendent and universal power and presence as yet rather felt or glimpsed than known or seen by us in the deity to whom they are offered. This sacrifice, this self-consecration, has two sides to it. There is the work itself and there is the spirit in which it is done. The spirit of worship to the master of works in all that we see, think and experience." Thank you for listening, so you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.